about though. Yeah. I only fuck on these hoes.
Hey. You all, GMG.
Yeah. No juego con mi dinero. I cannot play about though. No pierdo mi tiempo con pana ni cuero. I only fuck on these hoes. Sembré una manilla abajo de la cama. Then I watch it steady grow. En Santo Domingo andaba con machete, but in the rack I keep a pole. Yeah, no juego con mi dinero. I cannot play about dough. No pierdo mi tiempo con pana ni cuero. I only fuck on these hoes. Sembré una manilla abajo de la cama. Then I watch the steady grow. En Santo Domingo I kept a machete, but in the rack I keep a pole. I cannot play about it. Tengo PTSD, I can't sleep without it. Tengo momentos que olvido lo duro que ha sido. So I smoke and think about it. No juego con mi dinero, por eso me pagan adelante los shows. Got in the mix and I dance with the devil. Every day I do it, I gamble my soul. No cuento con pana, no jodo con cuero. I showed them my heart.
You don't know this, you don't speak Spanish. Fart like a motherfucker.
Hold up. How you know how many Latino cellies I had? I learned that. I know exactly what he said.
What did he say?
He said a lot about, listen, first of all, he met this girl at the club. He took her to the car, and he went down. I don't want to get into much of other stuff, but it was explicit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, it went down,
hey,
man.
Hey, shout out to the homie Jubal. You know what I'm saying? That was No Fuego.
And you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow267. This is Gilly the Nut. That's Mona, a.k.a. White Girl, Eric, a.k.a. Queen of the Mile. That's Tony, the Closer, a.k.a. Tony, the Tackler.
Triple T.
Yes, and this is presented by Barstool Sports.
Hey, listen, man, shout out to him, you know, all the artists that be sending me songs for Song of the Week, you know. He's speaking Spanish, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I didn't know if it was hot or not, but I knew it sounded like it was hot. So if there's any Spanish people out there, I need y'all to tell me if it was hot or not. You feel what I'm saying? Absolutely. Let's go into our first sponsor, right? Barstool and Foreplay has teamed up with Owens to create the perfect transfusion mix that delivers a crisp, refreshing flavor combination of real grape juice and ginger ale. This might have started as a golf course drink, but... not no more. This just the drink of the summer. You hear me? The Barstool Transfusion is our favorite cocktail mixer of the summer. Just add vodka. Simple as that. Bam! Perfect transfusion. Owen Transfusion's mix is made in USA with real juice, created instantly delicious cocktails with perfect carbonations all summer. Available online at Owen's site or the Barstool store. So make sure y'all go check out Owen's Mixers. We got them at the crib. They make the best cocktails. Tootie always, you know, she always used the Owen Mixers because she fight, you know, the girls over the cocktails all day. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go and visit. Available online, Owen's site or the Barstool store or a store near you. Check them out ASAP. Hey, let's get into $1 million worth of game, right?
Yeah.
What we going to talk about first? Because there's a lot of shit we could talk about.
Everything going on.
Goddamn. So you sit here and telling me Tory Lanez shot Megan in a tootsies?
Listen.
Because I didn't see that shit. And allegedly. I ain't putting it's no smut on Tory name like that. You better, if you saying this shit, this better be some fucking facts to this.
Meg went live. All the Megan Stallion fans out there. Meg went live and she cried. You know, she talked about missing her mother. Her mother was her first manager. Her mother died before she really blew up.
Rest in peace to her mother.
Rest in peace to her mom. And then y'all know she has all the beef with the people who she used to be signed with, like Jay Prince and et cetera, et cetera. So she cried on live and just said, you know, it's not funny. She was shot in both of her feet. She had to get surgery.
She's not signed with Jay Prince. She signed with somebody else. But that's another story, but go ahead.
Well, thank you, Wallow. Thank you so much.
I'm just saying, Claire.
Carl Crawford, but go ahead.
Thank you. Any other corrections?
No, go ahead.
Niggas, thank you. Anyway, but she cried on live, and that's what make it official, because she told it. Now, while Tory's not in jail, we don't know. But everything played
Wallow out. Wallow cried, and Cordy was lying. I had to do it, Dad. He was like, bitch, you on tape.
Listen, the whole night.
20 to 40.
Welcome to 2020. The whole night was online. They went live. It's Kylie Jenner, Meg Thee Stallion, and Tory. She's clearly upset with him, like getting smart with him. Don't touch my phone. You're going to get my phone wet. On the limo ride home, Something happens. She gets shot in the ride, and then the police get them to walk out. She's limping, bleeding. That's all on camera. Limping, bleeding.
But
back
how
to
you
the
get
hospital.
Tory Lanez shot in the tootsies, though?
Well, the first person that gets out the car with his hands up walking is Tory Lanez.
So what? Did she say Tory Lanez shot her in the tootsies?
She said she was shot in both feet.
But
did she say yeah. Tory Lanez shot me in the tootsies?
These people gonna be pissed with y'all that y'all playing games like we don't know Tory Lanez shot the girl in the feet. She's not. He didn't go to jail. I think the
well,
rumor part
jail,
is.
Wait.
What people's gonna be mad just because I'm? Listen.
Because how do you not know what's going on?
Because I don't.
It's been everywhere. The live is recent, but the first thing with them getting pulled over and him walking with his hands up, it was dramatic.
Let me ask you a question. I'm a fan of Megan Thee Stallion, but I don't fucking listen to Megan. You think I'm gonna be sexy, moody, nasty? You think I'm gonna be doing all that shit?
You actually did that nice.
Quarantine, I saw you do it.
You did that nice.
On quarantine, I saw you do it.
If you was
a lot of funny shit happened on quarantine.
You would spicy. You would have won. No, you would have won the jail talent show.
Fuck
that was nice. Do that again.
Oh, that you was 3-time champion.
No, that was nice.
That you was the 3-time champion of.
I'm just saying that was quite decent. Like I'm not.
We hear $1 million worth of game. We love Tory Lanez and we love Megan Thee Stallion.
Can I ask you a question?
We hope everything's good. Okay, our prayers go out to you,
Megan. Okay, so why would Tory Lanez shoot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot?
Now this is the part that is rumor. Okay, rumor. This is all alleged. What I'm about to say, but Meg and Tory was fucking, child. Okay, they were fucking. Meg got irritated because he was showing Kylie too much attention in that pool. That's why she said don't touch the phone because the phone was going to get wet. It got heated. Meg is hands on like myself. Whooped his little ass. So
it was self-defense. That was self-defense. That nigga's like 5'2.5".
Y'all some bitch ass niggas.
She's 6.
Y'all gonna activate the pistol?
No, I ain't say. I did not say that.
You little like that nigga.
You gonna activate the pistol?
No, I don't know. I was never 5'3 or 5'4.
Why have they not charged him?
I'm not saying I would do, but I'm just saying.
Why? Look, you said that he came out and he was get, you know, all dramatic. Why has he not been charged?
That's what I was confused about. But that's what makes me more believe.
I just
want to
put this out there. I just
want to
put this out
her.
There, right? I just want to put this out there. This is some shit she
yes,
made up.
I really wanted to talk about
we
it.
We ain't got no shit. We ain't got no, us three ain't got nothing
and
to
and
do
I
with this
And I
want to
make the know that people are standing right, behind you because I know you feel alone.
If it's a domestic violence case, like, I don't stand for that, but like, still, like.
It's domestic violence for sure.
I'm going to say this though, Mo. Can I ask you a question? I'm trying to figure this out. Why is it that women have this dedication and fascination with celebrities' relationship, but they don't have that same fucking energy in their relationship?
That's a good question. Mm.
Why is that's all you? Oh,
because
my God.
Because you just sat around and made up some shit.
Like, oh, my God.
They was
like,
arguing. Kylie Jenner was getting too
I
much
didn't
attention.
Make up shit.
Megan was
that's
mad.
That's the rumor part.
She gripped Tory up by his neck, picked his little
it's
ass up.
It's supposed to be alleged that the man got,
Johnny
he shot her or not. Was he the only?
It's
was
not
it just
alleged
them two?
He shot, listen, Johnny Cochran, he shot the girl in the feet. Me, Drea, listen, Philadelphia's own Drea came out and said, ooh, I love that thug love nigga shoot me, and the internet went crazy. They're so upset about it, so I feel like I don't want to say too much, but I don't think there's nothing wrong with giving a nigga leg warmer when he need it.
Oh no,
my grandmother and her sister both shot their husband.
I ain't gonna front, I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Yeah, you shoot nigga a little stab, little poke.
Nah,
yeah. I remember she chased
Tootie's
you down
never
the street
poked
back
you
in the day.
Tootie has never
you
poked
you.
You
thought I wasn't gonna remember she chased you down the street back in the day?
Quite.
That was the fastest I ever seen your slew foot ass run.
Turn me on.
Has the Baltimore bomber ever two-pieced you?
Plead the fifth.
Okay, exactly. Blink twice if you need help. Damn. Has Tootie ever poked you?
Never.
Domestic violence is not funny, but it's just, you know, it's just,
but
you know,
shit
happens.
But you like a good pistol whipping. You love a nigga that pistol whipped the shit
out
of
you. No, I'm not with that. I'm
nigga
not with that. The dude
ever threatened your life and you loved him more?
No.
Your pussy ain't that good.
No. Hey, so what y'all think? Hey, look.
I didn't love him more.
Hey, yo, if Tory Lanez really shot her, though, what y'all think about that? If he really did it?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
They you so pro men.
I'm just saying, I ain't got nothing to do
ain't
with
nobody
that.
Pro-man.
Let me just ask y'all a question. How y'all feel about the Lou Williams situation?
He left the bubble.
That's my guy, Lou. Shout out to Lou Will.
I'm just saying, right?
I know he's always doing the right thing.
Everybody on Lou fucking top, right? Everybody know strip clubs got the best food.
Facts.
Everybody knew that.
Best wings.
Hold the fuck up.
Nobody has better wings than
when I was in jail and when I came home, I wasn't thinking about going to strip club to eat nothing. No, I'm not gonna say I wasn't thinking about going there to eat something. I'm just saying, like,
you eat.
While you were away, they became hangouts. It's not just strip clubs no more. Saying, people get their hair cut in the strip club.
I never ate in a strip club in my life. I always went there.
You might have missed that wave. Well,
you never been to, you ain't been to a strip club since you've been home. And I heard you was managing you was a madam in the strip joint up the jail, but that's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
No strip club.
Yeah, see, I heard you had you were sending.
Hey, get the fuck out!
I heard you were sending Ricky Minaj to go do personals for niggas. Yeah, they want
you just keep putting smut on my jacket. All that. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. Paul Street. I don't understand why I would be going there to eat.
Because the strip food, listen.
And back in the day when I was young,
listen, while you were away,
I was going there to eat. This is before they had food in the motherfuckers.
I know people that go to strip clubs just to get something to eat.
Yes. Hey, look,
that's just the reality of it. Come on, man. Lou a player, man. Lou had two wives, man. So one thing Lou ain't lacking on is no bitches, man. If Lou wanted to have a motherfucking celebration, all he had to do was call up 1,100 bitches in Atlanta that would have hauled ass over to Louisville, and they would have played motherfucking WWE with his dick. They would have been in there wrestling over his dick. He ain't got to go to no strip clubs to get no. He lost a motherfucking family member. He went to the strip club to get some of the best food and maybe a little therapy.
Let me ask you a question, because I don't eat
That's therapy.
Let me ask you a question, though, because
that is therapy.
Stop.
Let me ask you a question, Mona, y'all too, because I don't really. Do they have any veggie burgers on the menu at the strip club?
Yeah,
they probably do.
Which one?
Hey,
like you going, bitch? April ain't letting you go. What? Shut up.
Period. Point blank. While you were away, strip clubs changed.
Let me tell you something.
You can't even go.
A dream of mine came true. Let me tell you something. When I was in fucking jail. All them rap records I heard about Magic City. Yo, me and April was in Magic City.
How was it?
And it was magical.
It was magical.
Magic. I never believed in magic until I went to Magic City in Atlanta.
Do you believe in magic?
Yes. Yes, I do. In Atlanta.
And you ain't getting no food at Magic City?
No, food.
You ain't had time.
No, listen, I'm going to just say.
Occupied.
No comments.
Please defend.
You ain't eat at Magic City?
I was throwing the ones, man. I throwing the motherfucking ones. I made it rain in that motherfucker.
Did you? How much you throw?
I just know
niggas threw 175.
300.
Get the fuck out of it. He threw $175. I made it rain last night, cuz I'm telling you, them bitches was all over me.
No, I did some shit.
Dog, that little chubby bitch with the heavy ankles. No, she don't get no money thrown at her.
The one that wear the waist trainer.
No, the little chubby bitch with the heavy ankles. She don't get no
the
money
one
thrown
with the bullet hole.
So that $175 was.
I'm the one with the eczema.
Listen, what's name hated on me though, April. Abel fucked my whole game plan up.
The heavy echo.
Abel fucked my whole game plan up because I had a little shovel joint I was doing.
They probably really
because,
jumped
listen,
on her.
I couldn't see my feet. I was throwing it so crazy I couldn't see my feet. So every time I couldn't see my feet, I had a joint where though I was pushing the money back under the table.
Pick it back up.
I was recycling it. I was re-throwing my shit.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah. We had it. I'm from here. Because it had like right here the tablecloth was coming down. I'm winning. For the niggas in jail. Let's do it.
So you threw $175
four times. So he did blow a stack. That's what's up.
I blew that shit. I felt like a boy. I really officially did some big meat shit in Atlanta at Magic City, and I got magic.
Legendary.
Big meat shit.
Yeah, that was big meat shit.
No, sir.
Free Meechie.
The fuck? Don't you ever in your fucking life put no fucking
They talk
Meech
about
name.
Meech made it rain in them clubs. I made it
Nigga,
fucking rain.
Bitch, you had a little light drizzle.
I'm still in the game. If you make it rain, you in the game, baby.
They used to bring 40,000, 50,000 out on trees, man. You had a fucking $175.
I recycled about 10,000.
That was a fucking 2 minute fucking
damn, you did a lot
drizzle.
Of picking up.
I did a recycle about 10,000. I don't give a fuck. I'm in the. You ain't going to say I ain't. When I wrote them boys back up to jail, and the way I described this story, I said, man, this shit. They was
so
calling
you,
me.
So you sending lies to the jail?
I ain't sending lies.
I did what I did.
I had to make it sound good going back up.
Who the nastiest cheaters, men or women?
Oh, women. Oh, women.
All day long, women. Women.
What you mean, nasty?
Who the nastiest cheater?
I'm going to say men.
Women.
Due to the fact that.
Fuck out of here.
I know people that.
Fuck out of here.
Their child's first day at school, they had to bounce around because all them niggas went to school at the same time. Because it's like five of them.
No.
With the same age.
I'm not trying to hear that. God.
Y'all have children. I'm not. Y'all said, make babies.
We said when a woman cheats.
Y'all make babies.
No, we said when a
nastier.
Woman cheats.
That's nasty.
Who's the nastiest cheater? Oh, yeah, we make babies, but y'all just put babies on niggas. Nigga find out the motherfucking son ain't his at this high school graduation. Congratulations, he's going to Duke.
He's not yours.
He He riding the fuck out of here.
Listen, I don't, the women, I think, I honestly think a lot of those women that put babies on people, they just playing games. They know. Bitches be knowing. Bitches be knowing who the dad
is. Yeah, but they pick the nigga that they want.
Exactly.
They be like,
sucker.
Winner, like, winner, chicken sucker. Dinner. You right. Pick the nigga that's not going to ask for a blood test. You pick the nigga that got a job.
Oh my God.
How do you know a nigga not going to ask for a blood test?
Bitch, I have three dudes, three niggas, okay? One nigga be real, oh, I want a family. He already asked for a baby. Then it's the drug dealer nigga that don't even call you back. You got to pull up on him.
And then it's
and that's the one y'all put the baby on, because that's the one y'all like the most. The and nigga that don't pay y'all no attention.
No, you put the, you should put the baby on the one that wants a
it
baby.
It ain't who you should be. You should put the baby on. Don't fuck about it. Don't say it. Talk about who the fuck you should put the baby on.
His mom or his sister going to tell him.
I don't have.
And moms and sisters tell you quick. You know the little
a woman knows when she gets pregnant while they be playing games.
They be like this. They be like this. The mom and the sister be like this.
A man will fuck your cousin.
Little baby ain't yours.
A man to fuck the neighbor. My father was doing it to my teacher.
A whole fucking family got good
women
head.
Women be fucking homies
you
and everything.
You think a little peasy head
your father was fucking
my father was fucking my teacher.
So the teacher was your stepmom?
Basically. Did she pass you? She was so nice to me.
He was blazing the ass.
He like, yeah, I was fucking the shit out of her from GEC. Nasty bitch from GEC. I know you was doing it to my dad, you nasty bitch. You daycare bitches really fuck people, baby fathers. Y'all low down. God damn, do you have any morals, bitch? You at work.
Soon as niggas have a baby, my bitch, and the baby don't look like that.
Men carry mom, BV, men are disgusting.
The mom and the mom and the sister pull that nigga to the side. You know that little motherfucker ain't you.
I've been told you.
Hey, look, our whole motherfucking family got good headed little peasy head motherfucker ain't
look at his nose. His nose goes to that. That ever happened to y'all? Every person ever put a baby on y'all and it wasn't y'all?
Nah.
A chick put a baby on Gil when he was using condoms on.
No.
He told me it was a leak in the condom.
Oh, yeah.
It was hold a leak on, in
wait,
the condom.
Hold on, wait.
People always in my DM saying they both y'all son. Always.
No, what? No, the fuck they didn't
fuck
say
that. Yes, they do. And I told y'all that. Who Biddy said you was his father? Who Biddy?
I'm going to put this bitch out there.
He's a comedian. Who Biddy said you was his father?
Stop saying that.
Should I say this bitch name?
What's his mom look like? What's his mom name?
His name is Woo Biddy.
First of all, Wallow lost his virginity in jail. Shut the fuck up, Moni. He ain't no fucking kids out
his
here.
Mom worked at the jail.
His mom worked at what jail she worked at?
Fucking you put Nahi on carries. You do it. You open your DMs. Open your fucking DMs. Both of y'all. Why what
he
I look gotta like? Talk to people
he
that
got a bald head?
And the one that say Gilly South look just like him.
The fuck out.
He was running raw around here.
I cashed that for $50.
First of all, let's just be for real. A bitch tried to put a little nigga on me out here.
What happened?
What the fuck you mean what happened? We went and got the test. And I told that bitch, I told that bitch, you knew the little nigga wasn't mine because you ain't nothing but a LNH.
Oh my God.
And you know what that is?
What's
huh? That's a late night hoe. When you ain't catch nothing and you gotta get a fucking nut in. When late night ho hopping out the Beamer truck just needing a fuck. That's the fuck wrong with
the
you?
The lady at the after hour.
So at the end of the day, so bitch tried to put a child on me.
But you didn't know.
No, I knew the little nigga wasn't mine.
But you
I
did fuck
her. I knew I put a raincoat on, a motherfucking helmet, and I had a motherfucking AR-15.
What brand
I had all
raincoat?
Types of fucking
what
protection.
What brand raincoat
fuck
you
is wrong
on?
With
Durex.
You?
Durex.
But no, hold
it was
on.
A Durex.
No,
that's
hold
why.
On. Hold on. Let me tell you what type of motherfucking. Let me tell you what type of motherfucking chicks this is out here.
This is trauma. Here it comes.
Shut the fuck up for a second, Mo. Let me tell you what type of bitches is out here.
Because
you raggedy bitch, you lucky I don't say your fucking name. Mm. I'm just keeping it real with you. I went and got a
sick.
Listen, I'm signing the cash money. This bitch talking about. She run around telling everybody she got a son by me.
He's traumatized.
I fly the fuck back home. I take the test for the little nigga because I know the little nigga ain't mine. I got shit all in. I got to come take a test for this little nigga. This shit come back. 0%. The zeros. Donuts, bitch. Do you know the little boy was like 2 at the time? 2 years old. Do you know my son's bumped into this nigga? This nigga was 14. This nigga talk about Gilly, y'all dad. Yeah, that's my dad too. My son's like, what? The fuck you talking about, man? Hold on. They call me. Dad, you got a son named? Fuck no.
Do dirty.
He said right here, he talking about you his dad too. So
his mother never told him.
What kind of rotten ass bitch is that?
The dad must have been a deadbeat, so she wanted to pop off your name.
To the point where I'm out of town, I'm with one of my homies. This nigga gonna say, yeah, don't you got a baby by such and such too? I say, nigga, didn't I tell you that that little motherfucker was in my son's house? Like, fuck is you playing with, man? I slapped the fucking dog shit out you in here, nigga. Didn't I tell you? So you think I got kids out here, nigga, that I don't take care of, nigga? Huh? So I said, you know what? I wish I had that bitch number. He gonna say, I got it.
Oh my God.
We call the bitch up. I say, bitch, you still running around telling niggas that's my son? No. Why would I do that? Cause he's still saying I'm his dad, bitch. And we found out we was two. The little nigga 14. That's what type of fucking women you got out here, man. So don't fucking tell me what's wrong with you, bitch. Trying.
My nigga just had a flashback for real.
You hurt him, but here we go.
No, it don't hurt me. It's fucked up that you got a little boy out here his whole fucking life thinking his fucking dad is this nigga right here, and you know goddamn well this ain't his fucking dad.
Damn.
Trifling as a motherfucker.
The fuck are you talking about? Hurt. No, that's disrespectful to this young nigga right here. This nigga should have a right to know what his fucking dad is and stop running around here fucking lying. Cause I ain't never claiming you, cause you didn't come out these nuts, nigga. Yeah, I didn't shoot you out these kahunas. Cause if I did, I would have took you to fucking, you see what this is, young boy? It's a fucking wing. Come on and get up under it like the rest of your fucking brothers.
What if he's taller than you?
Fuck that mean. I'm talking about if he was my boy. He's not my boy. It was a 0% chance he was my boy. I got tests for cheese. You know what cheese shit came back? 99.9. I got a test for Yed. You know what Yed shit came back? 99.9. I got a test for that little nigga. You know what that shit said? It didn't say nine. It said nah.
But you know what it
he
is,
ain't
though?
The fuck yours.
This is the thing, though, cuz.
You keep looking at me like I told no, you.
No, Mona.
But
Mona.
Your baby.
I understand shit about the tests. Because I got a test for him.
Fuck him up.
To see was he my cousin. It said 99% nut ass nigga. That's what the test said for you. That's cool. That's what it came back.
That's cool.
You cut. Goofball.
You all right.
That's cool.
It's cool enough. But let me get into this second sponsor, Simply Safe. One thing I love about Simply Safe is this. Just imagine having me at your house with this guy. He's with me. He got the whistle. And we're guarding your house. So car will by. He going to blow the horn. He going to blow the whistle. Whatever's going on. But you got me and this guy, security of the world. This dude right here.
Top flight.
Because he's going to tackle the motherfucker like Tony the Tackler. Gil the type of person that's going, you could be beating him and anything. He going to play the Good Samaritan, Jonah. I'm talking about the community cop. He's a town watch community cop. Oh, what you doing? Don't do it. That's what I like about Simply Safe. They're going to protect your home. Listen, 24/7, man. I'm talking about all this starts at $15 a month. Listen, man, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm talking about when we talking about security, we talking about top flight security. You don't have to worry about nothing, man. I'm talking
all
about,
around the clock.
Listen, man, listen. I'm talking about all around your crib. You ain't got to worry about it.
50 cents a day.
I'm talking about, listen. No. Listen, you break it down, it's $15 a month. You break it down, it's $15 a month. Simply Safe, man. I'm talking about get with them. They're going to take care of you. I'm talking about, listen, man, they're going to take care of your whole house. You ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm talking about, this ain't the traditional security home system. This is next level.
I know you got it. I seen it. You be bragging, all right.
But no, the whole twist is like,
I'm about to upgrade.
Listen, I already know. You already got it in your house, but you don't know. I came through and installed it. I do a security install too. I do a little on the side time. I do security jobs. I install security systems and shit like that because I work for Simply Safe on the low. I don't be telling people my business. So when you see me come through and I got the SS on my hat, you know what that is, Simply Safe. But to get down, go to simplysafe.com, right? Get free shipping and 60-day risk-free. I mean, I'm talking about there's nothing to lose. Simplysafe.com/game. Check them out, Simply Safe.
All right, let's knock the third sponsor out right now. Can we do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we could just keep on rolling.
Let's go ahead, man.
All right, man. The next sponsor is 3Chi. It's the leader in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. All products are formulated by biochemists. All products made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. They have invented the purest, federally legal Delta 8 in the world. And when they released the new product, Delta 8, all the Delta 8 products, they were the first federally legal THC product sold in the USA since Prohibition. And that's almost 90 years ago. Delta 8 is federally legal version of THC. Delta 8 effects are a perfect hybrid of CBD and Delta 9, given a similar buzz of all, you know, but without the laziness, the anxiety, the paranoid, or the mental fogginess. So Delta, you know, it don't give you none of that. You know what I'm saying? But the Delta 8 users report feeling far more active, outgoing, with increased confidence, and almost none paranoid associated with Delta 9 usage. So Delta 8 is federally legal version of THC. I already told you guys that Delta 8 will have you feeling amazing, yet functional and clear-headed instead of laziness and paranoid. Go to 3chi.com to shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, the oils, homemade edibles. They got everything on there. Go to 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. Use code GAME and receive 5% off your order. And you must be 21 to purchase. Let's get into
dating older. You know, we was talking about that dating older.
Like, first of all, let's shout out Tony and his Rona Proof, man, because my sister just bought your package, man.
You got the family in, man. I got your whole family coming in, bro.
Whole fucking family. My son.
Yes.
My fucking dad. My fucking sister now.
Tony the Tackler.
Next, I know Tuesday we talking about, I bought Tony's package. That don't sound right.
I bought
Tony's Rona Proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But shout out to you, bro, each and every Sunday.
Yeah, man, we're actually making it where you can watch it any day now. So you can go to ronaproof.com. We got the free training on demand. So people been coming, podcast too big. So it was like, yo, Tony, we don't want to wait till Sunday. We want to watch it right now. So we put it on a pre-record. You can go to ronaproof.com right now. 100% free. Sign up to the webinar. 10 steps to how you get paid in real estate. Yep.
You really helping motherfuckers make that pay.
Free. They running up. Yeah, so the webinar is free. You don't have to pay nothing for the webinar. I got people that's literally just going to the webinar itself. The 10 steps are all in there. Teach you all about wholesaling, how you can make money without having to have a real estate license. You can do it from anywhere in the world. Because a lot of times people are like, man, do I have to be in a specific area or do I have to be in the U.S.? Everywhere, right? So you can literally do it. As long as you got a laptop, Wi-Fi, you're good to go. That's all you need. So runapproved.com. See you there.
Yeah. Right now, we're going into the game segment of $1 million worth of game. God's attention, motivation, and education. A lot of people always say they want to do this. They got these ideas. But you know what? The paperwork make the paperwork. And a lot of times, people don't have the paperwork in order to make the paperwork for the paper that they established. We're talking about the business infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Today, we got two brothers on here. I mean, listen, man. We got two powerful brothers. And the reason they're powerful, what they do is they put the business around ideas. They put the business around goals and business aspirations that we have. I'm talking about that business thing that just get us. A lot of times we talking about some, oh, I want to be able to benefit. That's why I'm going to. No. A lot of y'all can't benefit because a lot of y'all don't have businesses. Y'all have hustles because y'all don't have the infrastructure around the business. Think about that. The paperwork make the paperwork. A lot of people's, you know, businesses, all type of people, they were suffering. They was able to get support during this time. Mm-hmm. They was able to get support. I'm talking about extreme support, as we all know about this support, but a lot of people wasn't able to get that support. You know why? They didn't have a business. They had a hustle because they didn't have the infrastructure around it. Once again, the paperwork make the paperwork for you. Mm-hmm. Think about it. All the benefits come out of having a legitimate business. I'm talking about a business, a legitimate business, and that comes from infrastructure. Now these two brothers right here, I had to bring them on because what they do is you go to them, hi, I got some ideas. I want to start. I don't know how to do an LLC. I don't know the importance of this. I need to get this. I need to get my life. I need to get this, that, all that stuff that you need to get, that you got too much going on in your life to focus on. They do that, but not just that. They don't just set up. I'm talking about everywhere in America. They can set you up. It don't matter where you at. You get with these brothers, they can set you up. But mm-hmm. not just that. They also do home health care setup. They set the whole thing up for you. If you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Ohio, if you're in Maryland. If you're in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland. Once again, Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Maryland. Listen, they will set up your home health care for you. Mm. But what's important is T&S, licensing and consulting, They're not playing. And what they're going to do is they're going to give you information of why you should set up, the benefits of setting up, and how you can set up at a reasonable, you know, whatever. They got their whole thing going on, but I think you really need to get with them. Brother Taufik,
yes.
You know what I mean? Brother Shaz, I would call him. Give me the game. Please give us the game. Give us the game because everybody want to know how to do this. Please.
Okay, let me give you the game. But
move up. Move into the mic.
First, what we want to do is we want to break down the reason why you need the game. Mm-hmm. Number one, everybody that got ideas out there that want to do something with their life, them ideas are valuable. They're worth a lot of money. No matter what you see going right now, it started off as an idea. Mm-hmm. But I need to break down to y'all why that idea got to be legitimized. Legitimate. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So basically the reason why I can be legitimate is because if you get a car, no matter how nice of a car you got, no matter where you want to drive, the car can go anywhere. But if you don't have a license plate, if you don't have registration, you're not going to make it very far. You're going to be pulled over. You have to legitimize your business if you want it to go far without any boundaries. And that's the importance of an EIN. That's the importance of an LLC. That's the importance of an operating agreement. All the things you're going to need to get a bank account. What we do is we build your brand. We do the EIN. We do the LLC. We do the operating agreement. We do your logo. We do your website. We give you a marketing plan to make sure you can grow your business. And then we do a 30-second promo video. So we get you started. Correct. When you come to us, no matter what idea you have, we take that idea and we make it real. Correct. And that's for any single business that you could think about. We can do that for you anywhere in the United States. So that's really, really a big thing. And the other thing we're doing right now, Wallo, is we're doing, you know, home care. And I know a lot of y'all have heard about home care. Home care getting money. Everybody want to be on home care, home health, hire a family member. We all know the game. But most people are wondering, like, how do I get in home care? Well, home care is technical. You know, there's a lot that goes into getting in home care. But we do everything for you in home care. I mean, we don't just do the basic stuff like your EIN and your LLC. We do your financial audit review. We do your workman's comp letter. We do all of your operation documents. We do all of your intake packages. We do all of your custom policies and procedures. I mean, we do everything for you. And not only do we do that, we submit your home care application and with all the attachments, it's like 74 to 75 different pages. We ensure and guarantee that you will receive a home care license. Once you get the license, we don't leave you high and dry because now you got a license, but you don't know what to do with it. We teach you how to run the home care agency. We teach you how to market the home care agency to make sure it's going to make you some money. We teach you how to handle all day-to-day operations. And for those of y'all that got the aunt and the uncle, you know what I'm saying, that's in the waiver services, that means they own welfare. That's really where the money at. We submit your waiver application to the state to make sure that you could take welfare clients for extra, for no fee whatsoever. There's no extra charge for that. So we're doing it big. A lot of people coming by, they starting these home care agencies, and y'all need to get on board for real.
I mean, it's a lot of home care agencies here in Pennsylvania, you know what I mean? And I know a lot of people that's doing really well, you know what I mean, making a lot of money. Like one person that we dealt with had like, what we had like maybe 85 to 100 people working for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to get into the home health care and you in Pennsylvania,
right,
Maryland, or Delaware?
No, Ohio.
Ohio.
Or Virginia.
Virginia.
Or Virginia. Virginia. Okay, so it's the whole Maryland. I mean, it's the whole
DMV,
how they would say. Right, okay, then y'all can set that up for them.
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. If a person's looking for an LLC, y'all can set that up for them.
Absolutely. Yes.
Another thing which makes it real unique with us is that, you know, not only do we help you get your home care license, we're also in the business. So we know the pitfalls of the game. We know how to maneuver and be successful in this business. So it's very important that you guys reach out to us. We're definitely looking to help anyone in Pennsylvania, Virginia, Ohio, anywhere, help start any business, any home care agency. So definitely reach out to us for sure.
And our consultant is more unique than most people's consulting. Okay. And I'm going to break it down for you real quick. Consulting falls into three different categories. The first form of consulting is someone that does something for a long time, and then they're done, and they consult, kind of like a school teacher. Mm-hmm. They hit 55, they join the school board, and they get a check just to get the ideas. That's good. The second form of consulting is not good. It's when someone makes more money on the selling of information than they did on the utilization of the information. Kind of like the guy selling the real estate book, but he didn't make no bread in real estate. That's misleading. You don't really deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
The third form of consulting is the most unique form of consulting that exists. It's when someone's doing simultaneous consulting. That means that they're showing success in a particular field and they're simultaneously consulting. The reason why it's rare is because generally when someone's showing success, for instance, if you wanted to learn to be a basketball coach when Michael Jordan was winning championships and you wanted Phil Jackson to teach you, it's probably not going to happen. One, he's leading Michael Jordan to the playoffs and to the championship. He doesn't have time to teach you anything. And two, why should he teach you when you can come back and beat him in the playoffs? So most people that find success, they don't want to share information. Your life will change when you go from zero consumers to 100 consumers so drastically. And there's over 200,000 consumers in any major city in the regions alone, that unity doesn't have to deplete wealth. Unity can destroy poverty. So we can own a home care agency. We can see success. We can get those things you call the bag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we can help you come in and get the bag too. And it don't hurt us in no way.
Absolutely. And you know what? I feel you on that aspect, because the reason why I call myself the King of Philly, when I first said, you know what, I'm gonna take on this, this is who I am, is because I helped everybody. Right. Yeah, it was about the rap, it was about the longevity, but it was also about when he needed to get to the radio, who got him there? When he needed to get to the radio, who got him there? When he needed this look, or who did that for him? When he needed, and nobody in Philadelphia was ever doing that. Ball, you know.
Yeah, correct.
Brother Tawfiq, 100 years, Brother Ball. You know, we got a dub in.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So when you say, what was the last form of
simultaneous consulting?
I was simultaneously consulting niggas. That's why I'm the king. Because it's not a motherfucker that could come through this Philadelphia area that could say they was hot, they was this, and Gillian try to help you in some type of way. Sure. You feel what I'm saying? Without worrying about you coming back and beating me in the playoffs. Like Phil Jackson. I don't give a fuck if you come back and your numbers is greater than mine. Then that's what God had in the plans for you.
Correct.
He had it in the plans for you to go platinum. That's cool. I enjoy being able to see another man win and feed his family and move his mama out the ghetto. And understand it's more to life than that 10 fucking block radius that you stay in. So I felt that simultaneous consultant.
That was major. The way he broke that down, he definitely needed to be teaching. And I'm going to say this, though. A lot of people saying, damn, man, you're just thirsty right now. You want it. And in order to get it the way you really want it, 267-534-5053. 267-534-5053. And you go to tslicensingandconsulting.com. TSLicensingandConsulting.com. Go there, right? And listen, this GAME, this brother just gave us. Listen, there's no way in the world. There's no way in the world.
You platinum in 111 countries. I'm talking about
it's so receptive. You just get it. You get it. It's just extremely receptive. You get it. Man, listen, you gave it up. You just broke that down, because a lot of people don't think about that. You got people out here that just, like you said, they're hustling information.
Right.
They're hustling information, and it's not. It ain't got nothing to do with anything but just information. They just hustling. You know what I'm saying? So that's major.
So,
you know, yeah. So basically, you know, what we were trying to do is we're trying to empower more people into building their own businesses so we can spend money with each other. So I figured myself, you know, we looked at a Chinese store recently, you know, a couple of years ago. And don't get me wrong, the chicken wings was good. You know, I like the hug that came with the joint. You know what I mean? But I was looking around and I was noticing every day we was taking a lot of money in that store. And they wasn't hiring nobody from the community. They wasn't spending no money in the community. That means that money was going in that store and it wasn't coming back out that store. So it wasn't empowering nobody else. So what we recently did
is we bought the Chinese store. You know, we took the Chinese store and we built it up. We're not going to be a Chinese store. It's going to be one of our home care agencies. And we plan on hiring 200 or 300 people from our own community to give them jobs. So now when you come in that so-called Chinese store, you come in to pick up a check and not just drop off one. Mm. You can't do these things until you take your dreams and make them reality. So you got to call the company so you can make it real. You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing, man. I want people to join.
So y'all turning dreams into reality.
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
Absolutely, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, listen, man. So let's break it down one more time for the good people out here that's watching. LLC, they set that up for you.
Set it right up for you.
You need any type of business, anything set up, they'll do that for you.
Correct? Yes, sir.
You want to start a home health care and you in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Ohio.
Ohio.
Virginia.
Maryland.
DC. We got you.
Baltimore.
You better believe
that's
it.
That's in Maryland.
just make sure. That was some wild shit, you know. But ever since he said Virginia and DC, yeah, I figured I'd throw Baltimore in there too.
For sure.
But the whole DMV, they got you.
For sure.
All you gotta do is tap in. What's the number one more time?
267-534-5053. 267-534-5053. And you can check them out online at tslicensingandconsulting.com.
TSLicensingConsulting.com.
Yes, I like
and that's the best way to reach us, because when you go on that website, it's going to pop up. Do you want to schedule an appointment? All you got to do is press a button, and we're going to get right back to you. So that website is heavy.
So everything's y'all do is top flight, huh?
Top flight, sure, man.
And also, I knew Ball for 20 years, even a top flight nigga for about
tall feet.
Tawfiq, yeah, brother Tawfiq. I knew brother Tawfiq for about 20. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's been a good brother.
Also, we on Instagram as well at TS Consulting Team on Instagram. Check us out.
That's right. And I got one more thing to say to these people, man. You know, that money you got in the bank, it's cool. You know, it's good to have money saved. It feel good. But it's a difference between money saved and money stagnant. You know, this $10,000, $5,000, $10,000 we may have in the bank or more, they taking that money and turning it to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And at the end of the year, they giving you your $150, man. Bet on yourself. Take that money and build your own business, because you're not going to pay yourself no $150,000 with your $5,000. You're going to pay yourself heavy so you can go buy some Chinese stores. You know what I'm saying? Take that money out that bank and do something with us and call us, man. You know, because it ain't doing nothing in there but making somebody else rich.
So you saying make your money work for you and stop working for your money.
There you go.
Listen, man, I'm Wallow 267, man. You got these good brothers here, TNS Licensing Consulting. Listen, once again, this number, 267-534-5053. 267-534-5053. Listen, man, check them out, man. They're going to take you to another level in life, and they said they can make your money break dance.
Better believe it.
That was nice. That was nice.
Nigga, you know I was the best break dancer in
No, you wasn't.
Nigga. Yes, I was.
No, you wasn't.
All you was known for was spinning on your wrist, you nut ass nigga.
That's all I got to do.
Dirty ass sock on your wrist, spin on your wrist.
That was the joint. Yeah, that was
nigga,
it.
Look at this nigga spinning in a circle for 2 hours.
Doing the windmill.
Nigga couldn't do nothing else, you goofball. Hey, listen, though, man. We want to appreciate you, brothers,
appreciate
for coming in.
To the
dropping
game
this
segment.
Motherfucking game on people, because people always in our DMs. How y'all do this, how you do that. And Wallow be big on giving out the information to them, how you do certain things. But sometimes you got to bring people like you guys on to actually say, you know what? Because this motherfucker's like me that's lazy. I'd rather pay motherfucker to mow my lawn than me actually get on it and do it myself. Mm-hmm. I'd rather pay a motherfucker to set my LLC up, set my business up, handle my shit for me than to do it myself, because I got a whole bunch of other shit that I'm doing and I ain't got time. So I appreciate you, brothers, for coming on here, dropping that game, and letting people know that they could just come holler at y'all, and everything is everything.
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having us, man. We
appreciate
it,
man. Appreciate y'all, man. This is the game segment. Guidance, attention, motivation, education. Yeah.
Come on, let's go with dating older.
I'm going to say this about dating older. It can be a life changer. It can upgrade your life. And it's an educational journey. Experience that you can't... I'm talking about that you can't imagine. I'm talking about some, because I was talking to one of my, you know, little youngins.
How much older are we talking though?
It depends. Like my young boy, he's 24. He messed with a chick 37, and I was just giving him the game. You know, he came to me because I'm an OG. You know what I mean? He know I'm seasoning at the department. I'm just saying, he know I used to be. I'm a former, player back in the day. He know. He you know, he heard stories about me from his aunts and stuff like, damn, they say you were smooth out here. You used to be moving and grooving. Yeah, I, you know, I was doing my thing. You know what I mean? So that's another story. That's when I was Philadelphia Slim. But he gave to me, and he was like, damn, man, what do you, I mean, because he basically was like, he was really told, he was strung out of, you know, she did some special things to him. Mm-hmm. She did some spectacular things to his life. Mm-hmm. He was just like, man, I love her. I'm like, it was one of them Jones, like, I killed somebody about her type Jones. And I was like, you know.
I tell my sons date around your age. You know what I mean? My daughter date around. Like, because I don't give a fuck. My daughter, oh, you want your daughter to be, oh, my daughter 20. Oh, her nigga 39.
Facts.
No.
Nah.
Fuck no.
What do you feel, Mona? How many older dudes
fuck
you date?
That.
When I was like 18, 19, my boyfriend was probably 31,
32. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he'd have got, listen, no, we'd have done him
and
in.
Listen, we very common in the black community. I think when you're a girl.
It's common.
Yeah, it's break common. It down. Listen, when you're in high school, you don't want, it's the girls that date the high school guys, and then it's the girls that date outside of high school. You know what I mean? And a lot of girls date
you
grown
date
ass men.
Of high school.
No, my first boy.
Fast ass.
I wasn't. Listen, I wasn't fast. I lost my virginity at 18. But
39 years old.
Lost your virginity at 18 to a nigga 30.
Who said 39? Who?
What you said? 30 what?
They got something going on too. I know.
Everybody keep trying to put me on Mona.
No, y'all be y'all doing some shit on me.
Hey, why everybody think we fucking though?
I don't know, Tony. And you know what? Now, okay, listen to what
now
I'm
what?
Saying.
Now you now what?
No, because he got because the 39
you
threw
since
me
you
off
put that
with
out
that.
There, I'm gonna get some pussy.
First off, I was not fast. I lost my virginity at like 18. I was like 18, 19 when I got my first
to
adult boyfriend, and he was 32. No,
oh,
32.
So
no,
how old
listen.
Was the nigga that broke you in?
We was around the same age, like 19.
Oh, so he that dick wasn't good enough for you. You said, I need some older dick.
The dick was terrible.
So you said, I need some older dick.
No, what I'm telling you is that's because even him, he was a dropout. He was a drug dealer. I just think that girls like that bad boy shit, and we go for the older guy. But what I want girls to know is, you 21, you doing well, you cute. The older guy only wants you because he not on the same level as bitches his age. It's not that he wants you because you young, tight, and cute. Damn. A lot of you young bitches wore out anyway. Your coochies is loose because you do a lot of fucking.
No, that was a hate. That was a hate from
oh,
older bro.
Oh, yeah,
y'all
yeah,
be
yeah,
hating
yeah,
on
yeah,
these young
yeah,
girls.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah,
you
yeah,
young bucks
hate.
Are older.
That was hate. That
but
was
what
hate.
I'm saying
first of all,
that,
just how you dropped the vinegar in the tub and snapped that pussy
I have
back.
Never.
They can snap that pussy
never.
Back.
This pussy is amazing. This pussy's amazing. I'm tired of playing around.
Snap it back.
Snap that pussy back.
I'm looking for you to be the same.
Snap that pussy back. Do your cables. Snap that pussy back.
Snap
your bagels. Snap that pussy back.
Juicy. But I don't
use
no vinegar. Listen, hear me out. This is a teaching moment. You know I'm on a teaching moment. Young bitches. When you attract that guy, hey, even bitches. If he rich, even if he rich, he 40, 35, he rich. You need to know the reason why he don't date women his age is not because they old and they raggy like he say they are. It's because he's not on their level. Your standards are lower just because of your age. He's trying to take advantage.
What you mean
of you.
By that?
He's trying
though?
To manipulate you.
What you
that's
mean by
why.
That?
No, that don't mean nothing. Sometimes a nigga like, damn, dog, you know, fuck that. These old bitches don't want to do nothing no more. They motherfucking engine done burnt the fuck out.
But they can't date your
daughter. I'm just listen.
Fuck no.
Listen.
That's
listen,
the thing,
listen,
though.
Listen, I'm telling you how some niggas feel. All niggas, all older niggas that date younger chicks don't date younger chicks because they
so
feel,
let me ask you this.
See, can I finish saying what I'm saying?
What's the youngest you go?
They don't date younger chicks because, I can't get a bitch my age. No. The bitches my age.
Why it seem like the old? I ain't saying all
they,
of them.
They ain't all kept up with themselves. Some of them been. Oh, she used to be a stallion. Yeah. Now the bitch built like a gallon.
I see a lot of nice looking women.
No, but why they hate?
Men.
Why they be hating on the young?
But
girls?
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, that. You got to understand this too, right? A older woman, right, who done been through a lot. Oh, they don't want through some shit mentally, so. They patience that they just be, they just ain't got no patience for nothing. Just like, don't put me in relationship jail because you done dealt with 68 raggedy motherfuckers in your life. So now you want to hold me accountable for all the raggedy ass niggas
today,
that you dealt with. See, that's what you can't do. That's niggas do that too. Nigga get with a bitch. Bitch break his heart. I can't take it. Hey, bitch, he meet after that. He want to put the bitch in relationship jail. No, I got trust issues. Get over it. It was only one raggedy bitch who sucked the dick on you.
Move on, buddy. It don't mean that every bitch gonna suck a dick on you. But that's how it is. That's life. You got better niggas and you got better bitches. That they don't. Oh, you got bitches. They be so bitter. They just. I'm cool. Nigga ain't got this, ain't got this, ain't got this, ain't got this. I don't even want to talk. Bitch,
you're she know what she want.
You're 48 and you're single.
Her standards are solid.
Bitch, you're 48 and you're single. Do you realize you're about to die soon?
What's the
bitch?
Youngest you date?
You're about to die with no young? Dick, bitch. You're about to die lonely.
What's like, the youngest you would go? Just curiosity. If you were single, I'm what's probably the youngest?
Like 10 years.
What the fuck is you trying to set me up?
10 Swallow, years or something.
Y'all
like
can't
that.
Even answer well, that.
No,
shit.
I don't answer.
I don't think about other bitches.
No. Blink twice if you're getting beat.
Fuck is you talking about? What's the youngest bitch you would fuck if you wasn't with two? What the fuck type of setup is that? Is you the fucking police? Hold on, let me see.
Are y'all getting your asses whooped at home? You better not. You better not. You better not.
See, if you start smoking in this
stop fucking around.
Fuck, you got a wire on you? Fuck, you got
blink
a text?
Twice if she whooping your ass. He blinked. That's crazy. Like, y'all getting your asses
let
whooped?
Let me tell you something.
I'm from North.
Let me just tell you something. Help us. I ain't getting my ass whipped to get her ass cooked. Daddy, imagine two was sitting here and you asked two, what's the youngest age you'll mess with a nigga if you wasn't with Gil?
Well,
you think two gonna sit here and be like, no, I mess with a nigga 24. Well, guess who you gonna
she
be
messed
with
a nigga
with?
22 anyway from down Bankhead. I told
guess
you I caught him in Atlanta.
You
gonna
be messing with the 24
nigga Sunday.
What's the youngest you'll go,
because if you could think, because if you could see it, you could be it.
So like 35, 36.
If you can see you're fucking with a 25-year-old, then you could be it. Go fuck with him. Fuck wrong with you?
Have you dated older? But the young, have you dated older?
Hey, yo, the young girls do be like, they be more, they dress a little bit more provocative. So, you know, niggas like, you know.
Niggas
like,
do love to see a little titty out.
I want to see my girl look a little sexy. So
oh,
the
you young, like that?
Yeah, so on occasion. Sometimes the young girls don't know when to cut it on and off. The motherfuckers going to walk around, they go to church with the same shit on that they going, you know. They got
church ain't like back
they
in the
got
day. Church
outfit
like,
on. They got a club outfit on the church.
Leg be shaking.
I see some hot tamales.
Yeah, you're going.
Yep.
You need to stop. That's it. You get your cat for the day.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Hey, listen, man. Fuck that. We got to get into stories from the cell.
I got something to say.
What you got to say?
Say it, please, Mona. Please.
I want to talk about the tweet that was heard all across the country.
What tweet?
Meek Mill's tweeted that him and Milano are going to co-parent. They're not going to be together. And he added the bitch.
So, first of all, don't you ever in your life call Milano.
She fulfilled.
I call all women bitches. There's no shade. She added the queen. He adds. That's your second threat. You got one more. I'm going to bust your ass.
That's right. I got
edit
my money
this
on
out.
You. Let's
edit
bet
this
that.
Out.
I'll bet
you
with your
you
ass.
Got one
I bet
more.
She get,
listen, I bet you y'all roll on me.
Let me tell you something.
I bet you y'all jump me.
You know it's 2020.
Nah,
it's different
I'm not
rules.
Jumping. I'm recording this shit.
It's 2020. It's different rules.
I got her.
It's 20.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me just remind you.
He got one more.
It's 2020. It's different rules. You see what all the little niggas doing.
Shooting people in the feet.
Yeah, bitch, I'm going to tear your tootsies
up. Man, that's deep shit.
I'm going to tear your
tootsies. I got Mona fucking you up.
He
I put my money on her.
She's
going to
be back
in
the
world.
Right about the studio like this.
Listen, he announced to the
no,
world.
Playing,
he
I'm
announced
playing,
to the world.
Meg.
And I want to know what y'all think because y'all men.
I've been shot too, Meg. Few times, I know what that shit feels.
You keep fucking them little gray. Somebody grazed you on your wrist. You keep telling us you got shot.
Graze
oh,
me.
I
got shot. Five times.
Graze me.
He was playing with a gun in the house and the shit
get
went off and it grazed
me.
Get the fuck out of here. You keep yeah, I was down the way. Somebody shot me.
Times,
get
right?
The fuck out of here, man.
Five.
Three.
Oh, three. Okay.
You got shot. This nigga lying. I swear.
I'm lying?
This nigga lying. You got shot three times.
Yes.
Stop using that like you fucking 50 Cent of Tupac. He keep trying to throw that in his whole
no,
image.
First, no,
that's
no,
an image
no, no,
play.
No, no,
that's
no,
a marketing
no,
image
first
for you
all,
that got shot.
First of all, I
get
never
the fuck
about
out of
shot. I don't respect.
But you've been saying
I don't
lately.
Respect the nigga that got shot. I respect the
shooter.
So when I'm apologizing to Meg because I'm playing around about a sensitive situation, I'm like, no, I know what you're going through, Meg. Because
you
can't
got
say
grazed.
That. You've been
grazed
stabbed.
Shot.
You can't
grazed
say that.
Shot.
You've been stabbed.
That's some hood shit right here.
You've been stabbed.
That's
you okay.
Stabbed and I got
grazed
down.
Shot is different.
That's the difference. Nigga, if you can see where a bullet went in there and came out.
And it don't count if you shoot yourself.
Fuck you talking about, bitch.
Don't you take that sneaker off.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch?
Activating corn chips.
You my soft feet. It's soft feet.
Let me see. Let me feel your feet.
His feet are soft.
You want to feel his feet?
Fucking.
What the fuck, Lord? What do y'all think about the tweet? What do you think about him tweeting and announcing? Sorry, not her announcing.
Sorry. I mean, he did that shit for y'all because y'all niggas be all in fucking celebrities' business. This shit be crazy as a motherfucker.
No, no.
I'm going to put that
out there. He put that out there. Let me just tell you something.
Give him the game,
if me and Two break up the day of tomorrow, if me and Two break up the day of tomorrow, I'm going to put a tweet out. Yes. Hey, listen. Listen, I love Two. You feel what I'm saying? But just, you know, I just want to let everybody know me and Two is no longer together. Me, we did it. We had a great family relationship. I will always love her, blah, blah, blah. Because if a nigga see Two with a bit, with a nigga, I don't need 4,800 niggas. They post it up on the gram. They all sending it to me because they think me and Two together, but we really not together. If they see me, I'm out. Because if me and Two break up, you ain't got to never worry about me getting another woman ever. I'm going out with a bang. You talk about young bitches, or they gonna be everywhere. Me and that motherfucker snorting yayo on that.
I knew he was a snorkeler. I knew he was a snorkeler.
Listen, I'm going out with a bang. I'm going out like Hugh Hef, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you?
I knew he was a snorkeler.
Let me tell you something. It's a reason why. It's a reason why Hugh Hef lived to a fucking 143.
It was pussy.
All them young bitches.
Yeah. I loved her response. Her response was, lock the people up that killed Breonna Taylor. Wasn't that classy?
Yes.
I'm not going there with you,
well,
nigga.
Who are you talking about, Milano?
Milano's
response.
Well,
Milano's classy. So
yeah, she is very
herself
classy.
Like
I'm going to just say this. Y'all women need to start putting all that same energy, y'all being all these celebrity relationships,
shut
and put that shit into y'all energy, and y'all might.
What about your relationship?
Shut up. Y'all like the gossip. You shut up. I don't fuck. Relationship is touchy right now.
What you mean it's touchy? What's going on? You got a new dude?
Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Nigga drop her on the beat.
What's his name? How old is he? How old is he?
I'm not going to keep doing that.
She a weekend slurrier. Nigga stab on the weekends. Nigga fuck you on the weekends. You said a nigga fuck you on the weekends.
He dumps me on a Monday. That's what I said.
So he fucks you on the weekends and he dumps you on a Monday. And then he come back on Friday, fuck you again.
White girl. What how old is he?
None of your business.
Is he a young? Is he 26. Young?
26.
Oh, she's taking advantage of a young boy. She taking advantage of him.
Lick his ass, keep it real.
Nah, I never licked his ass.
Oh my God, you turned him out.
You licked the gooch?
No, I lick Gucci. Oh,
she's a Gucci.
You love Gucci, huh?
I don't love Gucci, but I hit
let me
Gucci.
Lick you Gucci.
Like,
Gucci.
Like
you
like your Gucci.
You Gucci woman.
Why would he even ask you about Gucci getting his ass licked? It's because it's not foreign to him.
Because I know you
it's
young.
Automatic.
I know them young motherfuckers in a different shit.
Don't, I ain't young.
Listen, you got Gucci man and Gucci woman. That's cool.
Oh, my God.
I like a little butt lick. I don't lick no butt.
So he's 26? Let me ask you, he 26, he lick your ass?
He's listen. I've already explained the dick. The dick's amazing.
Oh, this is a New York boy.
Yeah, same nigga.
Are you still
flat
you?
Bush? Shout out to Flat Bush.
Dude, but when he lick your ass and your vagina, do you have a fat bush?
Like what?
Oh, well, I'm just
what? What, Gil?
I'm just saying you gotta trim that motherfucker down, Mona.
I'm
just
bald.
You. Oh, all
right. It's the sooner every 30 days. Oh, it's gone.
Hey, let's go to stories from a cell, man. First of all, I talked to Wallo Sully J.
Don't put no spice on it. Don't
talk to
Wallo
Sully J.
Stories from the cell. Don't put no spice on it.
I talked to Sully J. I once want to tell. I'm telling this story from the cell.
Don't add no shit to it.
On that phone for a
don't add no shit to it. Shout out to my old Sully J. Larch.
Okay, he said Wallo bitch game was on was top of the line. He said the nigga. He said his old head one time. Hold on, I got a bunch of stories.
Don't add no shit on.
I ain't gonna
it.
Say no name.
Man,
I ain't gonna say
game?
Some old head who used to train him in boxing, who was locked up forever. He used to train him and another nigga. Right. I ain't gonna say that.
He used to train Rico too.
Rico, that's okay. Rico,
right? You know what I'm talking about,
right? Whole time, old head was a vicious. Train you and then get you in a cell and train you.
Whoa.
But
no, hold on.
But they didn't know.
Hold
they
up. We didn't know.
Old head finesse.
This is some back
he in there training him.
No,
shit.
He ain't finessed nobody.
He
finessed none
of
them. No, he finessed. No, no, no.
Learn
no,
how
no,
to protect
no.
yourself.
No,
young
this
man.
Is no, he did.
Yes,
no, he did.
Yes, I do.
I man. Didn't say that. You lying.
Yes, you did.
I was already, you know, I'm a mixed martial artist, boxes. I do anything. So what happened was before we got into the, before back in the day, he was an ass warrior. We don't know nothing about that. Because what happened in jail, I'm going to give you the game. It came a time where the old heads had to stop that dumb shit. The brothers told you, holy, we ain't going to keep it. They was in there, you know, on some booty warrior shit in there, right? So we don't know. Cause so what happened is, and an old head told me one time, it's a lot of old heads that we thought was OG or OGs and all that, that was ass warriors in jail, but ain't nobody telling each other. Because everybody has a mustard on their jacket some type of way. Not all old heads in jail, but it was a lot. So the boxing gym, he's the top flight trainer, right? So we go down and meet. So we don't know that this dude was a fucking real live ass warrior back in the day.
And back then you could fucking jail, nobody said anything, but right. They shut it down now.
So. Right.
They shut it down. Right. No, hold, not back then when I was, I'm not.
We
not
talking way back.
Yeah, don't try to put that. Yeah, I'm just cleaning it up. It was open, like with some real shit, like dudes don't understand the shit. And it shocked me.
Like, y'all getting on my nerves.
No, so what happened was this. This is what happened, Mona. We don't find out until after Governor Tom Ridge closed the boxing gym down.
No, you found out that day in that cell.
He never was my cellie.
No, he took you in the cell to teach you.
Lying.
Yes,
he lying.
Did.
He fucking lying.
Then
he couldn't go in my
cell. I'm just telling you what
he lying. He couldn't go in my cell.
No, you were in his cell. He was teaching you the one.
I did not go in his cell. No, we can't go in his cell.
They said, that's when he put the move on you, and you bitched out. He wanted some ass, but you bitched out for a hug and a kiss on the neck. I'm just a little grind and a kiss on the neck. I'm just telling you.
A grind and a kiss on the neck.
You doing the move and grinding on
you? He lying on me. No, I didn't say that. I didn't. Listen, he lying.
I'm just telling you what
they said. Did he sexually assault you?
No, Mona.
How do you know when...
Stop
I'm
saying it with that Karen voice.
Okay, hold on.
You're saying it with that Karen voice trying to play me.
Okay, hold on.
I just want to know.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
What about when you worked in the kitchen? And... You worked overnight in the kitchen. So you used to steal stuff from the kitchen and take it back to the cell, to the block and sell it. But in order to steal shit from the kitchen, you had to put it under your nuts.
Oh, you lying. You lying. You lying. You lying. You lying.
I got all the tapes, dog.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I got all the tapes, dog.
Ask Big High.
And they said Skeeter from off the block used to love them packages coming fresh up off your nuts. I'm just telling you. Hold on, Skeeter.
Hold on.
I'm fucking you up right now because you don't expect me to know Skeeter.
Let me say this. Number one. We did not have to do that. You can ask.
Yes, you did.
You can ask RZA. Ask RZA. You know RZA. We always see.
I call him
ask
Big High right now.
Ask Big. Ask. Fuck that.
No. Let me call who I'm gonna call.
I'm gonna call RZA.
Why I can't call my source?
No, I'm gonna call RZA.
No, keep telling the story. Keep telling the story.
RZA was down the kitchen with
him. No, dog. Keep telling the story, dog.
They related.
Keep telling the story, bro. No, keep telling.
No,
the story.
Get on my phone.
No, keep telling.
No, stop telling.
No, keep telling the story.
I'm juiced. Get on my phone. Juice 302.
Keep telling the story.
On my phone, man. Thanks.
Keep telling the story,
man.
My eye
on my lashes.
Go ahead. So what happened? So the kitchen what? Huh?
I'm trying to cut my phone.
Whoever answered the phone first.
So the kitchen what?
It's on. Rico on. It's on. It's over. Cut your phone off, Wallo.
Damn, he restarted your joint.
Yo, bro. Hey, Rico. I'm shooting the podcast right now. We live, right?
Yeah.
Well, when old head used to teach y'all how to box, didn't y'all ain't know he was an ass warrior until he took Low in the cell and Low tapped out to a grind and a kiss on the neck?
I ain't never do that. You ain't gonna say that. Wait till my phone. Hey.
No. Yo, he shouted his name out. Don't do that, Rico. Hey, Rico, let me ask you another question. When he was in the kitchen and he worked overnight, didn't he stole stuff in order to get it to the block? Where did he have to put it at?
In his drawers.
Oh! In his drawers.
He lying on me. Then, you lying, Rico. I ain't
Skeeter,
had to put that shit on my
then
drawer.
Then Skeeter hold used on, to on. Let him honey hold buns on. Fresh off Wild Old Nuts.
Hey, RZA, yeah. Fuck that. No, you try to put some other money.
Thank you.
You know, try to put some
hey,
RZA,
FaceTime you, RZA. Answer the FaceTime, RZA.
All right. Damn, Lo.
Hold up. We got the truth already. Lo, look, RZA don't want to answer. Let me talk to RZA.
My phone missing.
I don't give a fuck you call him RZA, Method Man, Capadonna.
You know RZA, too.
Yo, Lo.
Hey, RZA. Hey, listen. Now, listen. I'm on the podcast, right? Was you working out at the bake shop with me at nighttime?
No, fuck that. RZA. We live on the podcast right
now.
Watch. RZA, don't be lying, RZA. Don't be lying, because I already exposed him on one phone call. RZA, y'all worked in the bake shop overnight, right? In order to get shit back to the block, y'all put it under your nuts, RZA.
No, we didn't, RZA.
Yes, you
thank
did,
you.
RZA.
Thank you.
RZA,
I told
lying.
You.
RZA lying.
RZA worked with me. I'm
RZA
telling
lying, because he sold honey buns fresh from under his nuts, too.
Crazy. Why would you have that shit, man, all around the carts and all that? You should have that shit packed right.
Yeah. I'm a fucking. Yeah, I was a legend. Mills on wheels.
Yeah. Mills on wheels.
He had that shit all around the cart and
RZA,
shit.
You gonna sit here and lie, RZA, on this motherfucking podcast, RZA?
Put it on the man cart.
Okay, so RZA. So RZA. RZA. So who was the nigga that ripped his jumper off that day in the cell? Who was the nigga that ripped his jumper off, RZA? And they came in, and Old Head and Wallow was in the same jumper. Oh, T RZA, you lying, you peed, RZA. Fuck out of here, RZA. We love you, RZA, but you lying, RZA. Love you, dog.
Got my name clean.
No, you did.
Yeah, my name clean.
That's another nigga that was locked up with you.
He was, listen, bro. I was a fucking wizard in the kitchen. At the Night Bake Shop. I was Mills on Wheels. Me, Mark, I had to.
All right.
Rico lied on
what about the nigga? What about when you turned into Carl Lewis in the motherfucking, in the yard?
Now, that was real. I'm explaining to you, though. I'm explaining to you what happened. I'm standing in the yard. Jay was there, so Jay know. And all I see is this boy coming with a knife. He got his knife out. And he coming towards us. But I didn't know he was looking at the dude in the back. So I activated my joggers. I ain't do nothing wrong. I just started laughing.
They said you was Carl Lewis.
Was it nice for you?
What? Oh, no. I don't know.
He was looking at but the nigga in the back. He was looking at the nigga right behind Wallow. But Wallow told Jay, who the fuck this nigga looking at?
And it was like Jay was looking at me.
Did he fuck the nigga up?
Look, Jay was like,
yeah.
Jay was like, no, he ain't worrying about you. Wallow was like, no, that nigga looking over here.
I got
then
the
he pulled
out
the knife out. He started walking over there. Wallow like, fuck is he walking over here for? As soon as he got almost close distance, Wallow turned to the Carl Lewis.
I ain't mad at you, Lo.
And start screaming all through the yard.
I ain't screaming.
Yes, he
see?
Did. He was running see? Through the yard screaming.
He was running through the yard screaming. I did not scream. I ran. I didn't scream, cuz. I didn't scream. I fucking ran. I broke. You ain't
scream for the guard.
No, I didn't. I ain't do none of that. I broke. And then I got a distance. By the time I looked back, he was already activating his joint on somebody else.
And dang. then you said, fuck this, I'm going to
I calmed down. I was like, ah. But I'm sick. Niggas peeped me running. Yeah. And I tried to play it off like I was running the track. But they peeped me like, this bitch ass nigga. See, one thing about it, listen, young boys, I'm going to be straight up with you. I wasn't running. Listen, there's no such thing as no tough guy in fucking jail. Anybody can get snapped. Anybody can get hit in the head with a fucking weight. All that shit these niggas be coming home telling you, I was that. You might have, you had like 1% of motherfuckers that maybe was just barbaric in there. That wasn't no joke. That they had no picks. The guards, niggas, they ain't had no. But a lot of dudes be capping, man. They don't be. You be trying to get home and you be thinking about your life and your family. So all that shit, dude, because you got dudes, like dude that was coming with that knife. He had to tomorrow burn out 10 times and come back again and burn out again. He was never coming home. So his outlook was different probably than mine and somebody else. So
that's why you got your skedaddle on.
Man, I activated my motherfucking walkers. Them Jones turned into runners real quick. Fuck, is you kidding me? It was plenty of other times where I had to activate my bitch game, my negotiation, my Samuel Jackson game. Because it'd be mistaken identities in jail. A dude would think you somebody else because you was in a cell that a nigga moved out of and they moved in the block and he come to your cell. Yo, my man. Whoa, brother. We supposed to be brothers. Like, my brother. You see what I'm saying?
My brother.
We supposed to be brothers.
You gotta know how to speak the universal language to deal with the people, man. You can't be,
shit.
Oh, brother, no, sir, brother, it wasn't me. You see what I'm saying? It'd be like that. Sometimes you gotta really be, because the tough shit, all that tough shit, it'll get you fucked up, man, trying to be like, just always, dudes ain't going for that in there. There's a different world in there, and ain't no guns in there. So, motherfucker, activate that knife or that weight or them hands. And, you know, you can't run too far in that joint. But I ran that day in that motherfucking yard because the yard was big. Shit.
See, I busted the job.
All right. Well, listen, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every week, making us the number one music podcast in the country. We truly appreciate the support. Make sure y'all hit up BarstoolSports.com. Get your merch. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
I'm Don't Call Me White Girl.
But call a white girl.
Tony the Tackler.
AKA Tony.
Tackling the bullshit, right, Lo?
Yeah, he be tackling a lot of bullshit out here.
And it's just like that.
Bite!